This episode of the WDW Review is sponsored by DVC-Rental.com and BuyAndSellDVC.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, today, and I'm flying solo without Pete, who's busy packing, and Stacy, who's in the UP of Michigan with her family, so I decided to bring some friends along today. We've got a unique show today. We got a fun show today, something we haven't done for quite some time. But before we get into the show, let me introduce to you who's joining me today. So we're going to go with ladies first. We're going to go with Katie Swanson. Katie, how are you?
I am well. It's great to be here again.
Again. Well, Katie, the last time you were here, you were joined by Jennifer Bachman, and I couldn't do it without Jen. So, Jen, you're joining us again. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Well, see, I have to bring you back on because you won last time, and I know that Katie was sending texts and all kind of emails. She thought the victory was tainted, so she wants another shot. Are you good with that?
All right. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Also joining us, Amy Van Swole. Amy, how are you again?
Hi, I'm great.
Excellent. And to represent the guys, I got Rick Forbes. Rick, how are you?
Fantastic.
Rick, I haven't seen you in what? Like years. It's so good to hear your voice again. Or a week ago.
Yeah.
Or the last show open, right, Rick?
Yeah.
Before we start the show, did you play the show for your daughter for Emma Rose? What did she think? What did she think?
She ran away from me.
She's famous, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she heard my voice, and then I think she knew what was coming. So she's like, I don't want to hear it.
She bailed on you. All right, before we start our show, I want to ask you guys a few questions. But you know what? This is great because you guys don't come on all that often. So tell me something good in your life. What happened today or yesterday? Tell me the best part of it. So let's go with ladies first. Let's go with Jen.
All right. Well, I had an awesome day actually. So I found out I was going to have to go to California for a work thing, and I figured out a way to add a day. So I will be going to Disneyland for the first time since I'm 9 years old. So I'm
Boom.
Super excited about that.
That's awesome. Everyone right now just is like, oh, my day's not so good anymore all of a sudden. That's great news. So the first time since you were 9 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Katie, so Amy,
I have
Rick,
no memory of it.
Have you guys been to Disneyland? Amy,
I have not. Katie.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, Amy I know has. Rick, how about you?
No.
Okay.
That's a bucket list thing.
Okay, so is it a bucket list like you're hoping to achieve it or are going to achieve it?
I'm going to.
Okay.
How about you? In the next couple of years.
How about you, Katie?
I don't have interest in it right now, but then, I don't know, the kids are only 5 and 7 right now, and when they go to college, I mean, that might be fun.
When they go to college. When the kids are out of the picture, nice. Well, speaking of 5 and 7, so Katie, tell me the best part of your day.
The best part of my day is I'm a DVC member, so I was able to change my reservation for my trip in April. So half of it I'm spending it at Beach Club, which we have yet to stay at, which the kids are going to be excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Because of that pool.
Okay. And where's the other half?
Animal Kingdom, and it's in a value room to save the points because I'm cheap.
No.
Frugal. I'm frugal. Not cheap. I'm frugal.
Well, you know what? Sometimes those value rooms, you get a better view than you think. You know, some of them, you know, actually give you something that you don't expect. We had a one bedroom that wasn't Savannah view. We walked in, bam, Savannah view. You know, so you never quite can tell. Excellent. Amy,
we have horrible luck with views, so.
Oh, really?
Care.
You're snake bitten?
We don't care.
The last Animal Kingdom view I had was of the parking lot at Kidani, so I get a really nice view of the bus coming in and out at all times of the day.
Yeah, that smell is great.
Amy, tell me something good about your day.
Well, actually, yesterday was started off really well. I booked our plane tickets for spring break, which by the time that I got to school an hour later, they were both flights that I got were over twice the price that I got them for. So I was super excited about that.
Nice.
Yes. And I ended the day helping a brand new newbie book her vacation for Disney World this Christmas, get her dream resort and dream room. So that made me super happy too.
Yeah. Awesome.
So
let me ask you about the airline. Who do you use, Amy?
Southwest.
Okay, that happened to us too. We booked a Southwest Airlines for the Christmas cruise that we're booking through you. And later on that day, we were thinking of adjusting the flight schedule when we were to like depart. And it was like $300 more, like, yes, for the family. And that was a matter of, I don't know, 5-6 hours. It's like the fluctuation in pricing is tremendous.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and they sold out of quite a few of them within hours as well. So everybody that's important to me got flights, so that's what matters.
Yeah, good. So. All right, Rick, you're up, buddy. Give me something good.
Oh, you had to end with the best, didn't you? mine sounds kind of sad. It was listening to the podcast about the Indie Disney today.
Okay. What was the best part about that then? Because like, that should be like no one's best part. I'm just joking. What was the best part about that?
It was just fun to kind of relive it and revisit those memories because it was such a fun time.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, I had a lot of fun editing and recording that one, and then I had a lot of fun putting your voice and Emma Rose's voice at the front of it, because I knew that when you played that, she'd either laugh or she'd run away from it. So I was partially correct. So that's excellent. Before we get into our show today, I want to ask you guys a question. So you guys are well aware of the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. Rick, you posted that on EDCOT. So can you summarize what actually that story was? And then kind of, you know, I want to get an opinion from you guys on that.
The Diz posted a story saying that there's a rumor that Hoop-Dee-Doo is closing sometime end of February, beginning of March.
Mm-hmm.
As part of the new resort that they're supposed to be building over River Country.
Okay. So everyone, of course, freaked out, and there were posts everywhere on Facebook saying, oh no, it was a bucket list, we never went, or it's my favorite place, a lot of family memories. So what do you guys think? I'm curious. So in the gamut of completely closing to never to be seen again, to temporarily closing to going to a new location to completely revamping the show, what do you think would happen here? So again, let's go in reverse order. Rick, why don't you go first? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't think anything's going to happen. They retracted the story.
Yeah. So,
but I could see it happening. I was hoping if it did that it would be relocated to another part of property. I'm not sure where. But I went ahead and booked it again for our trip coming up.
Okay.
Just in case.
Well, this is probably the time where I should say, when they retract a story, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not true. That's right. Sometimes it's like a soft story. Disney puts it out for a day or two to see how it's received from the public, you know? So, mm-hmm. So Amy, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I would be very sad to see it go because it is the longest running show. And though I have seen it and had a fantastic time, Tim hasn't yet. And we had planned on seeing it this coming March with some friends. So I was really kind of disappointed that that may not be an option for us. So I was happy to see that they retracted the story, and hopefully I'll be able to get reservations next month.
Mm. Okay.
But, at the same time, I could see them shutting it down and maybe refurbishing some things because it is the longest running show in the United States, honestly.
Yeah, when you said it, I was going to correct you and say in the United States right now, continuously running show.
Yes.
Okay.
So I could see that, but who knows?
Okay. Jen, what do you think?
So I've actually never done Hoop-Dee-Doo. We've stayed at Fort Wilderness, but we didn't do it And I have a one-year-old, so we're going to wait a little while. So I hope it's still around. I think this is one of those things that it's a lot of noise, but so many people love it. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Okay. And Katie, what do you think?
I have not been. We are planning to go for our March-April trip next year. That's going to be the trip that we're going to be celebrating my daughter's birthday for her sixth birthday. She's five now. She'll be six. And one of her favorite things is fried chicken. So I want to book it for that purpose. And I would be so disappointed, although I can see how they would need a new venue, especially if it's been there for a long time, mm-hmm. or refreshing a venue. It would be nice if they continue it on.
So I agree kind of with everybody here. And my two cents would be, how would they possibly close something that's one of the biggest draws at Walt Disney World? And it retains some history. But I do understand it. They are putting it out there because there's going to be refurbishments all around Fort Wilderness. And yeah, I bet you Pioneer Hall is well, it's probably on the, I don't want to say chopping block, but the moving block, you know, at that point. Mm-hmm. And they're going to need to get a new place. But I can't imagine it disappearing. That's at least my two cents on the matter. So let me ask you guys one more question before we get into the show. And I'm going to actually shorten these answers up. So I want to give you a subject here, and I'm going to say Mickey's Not So Scary, okay? And I know some of you have gone, and some of you haven't. So I'd like you to answer this one question. Tell me if you're interested in going, and then give me one sentence of why you are or why you aren't. It doesn't got to be three words. It could be one complete sentence. So let's go, Katie. Mickey's Not So Scary.
I have not been yet. And I have no plans to be there anytime in the future. We put the kids to bed pretty early. So anything after like 8 o'clock at night is a no-go for my family. So for at least the next 10 or 15 years, we wouldn't be doing it. And after then, I'm not certain the kids would be all that hyped to get all up, dialed up to be hot in the summer or in the Florida sun for for a couple hours.
So then you must have read the book where, of course, I'm missing the title, but it's like Healthy Sleep, Happy Child. Because we did the same thing. And my kids had a strict bedtime for a long time. And that's the way we were able to get through parenting was we had a firm bedtime. And it was early every night.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference for our family, at least. And yeah, they miss a lot of things. But when they're older, they're going to do a lot even more. So it'll be a fine.
Okay. Jen, what do you think? Mickey's Not So Scary.
So we did it once 4 years ago, but would definitely love to do it again. The Boo to You Parade is amazing. Hallowishes is amazing. And my favorite, and this is kind of weird, the year we went, George Sanderson from Monsters, Inc. was there. And I got ridiculously excited and spent way too long trying to take a selfie with him.
I could just imagine if someone was with you and they weren't a Disney fan and you start screaming George Sanderson, they were like, who are you talking about?
My what? Husband was so over it. He's like, could you please stop? That's embarrassing.
Classic. Amy, what do you think?
I absolutely would give it a try. It's always bad timing for teachers in the fall to be able to go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely love to. Mainly what I'm most excited to see is I want to see the Headless Horseman. Huge bucket list there. Okay. So that's my draw.
Okay. Rick, what do you think?
I would love to go.
Okay.
I intend to go someday. I think my kids would absolutely love it.
Is there a target age for your kids where you think your kids are too old to go? What do you think? I mean, because Rick, you got a son now who's out of the house. What is like the maximum age you guys would think would be acceptable for a kid to go?
To 99.
There you go. Yeah. Good answer.
My daughter's going to be 17. I know she would love to go to it.
Okay, 17 is good still. Okay. I just didn't know if there was a point where the more of the eye rolls would take place and the parents' frustration would overwhelm them. So, all right. So, I got your opinions on that. I want to give you all congratulations. And I also want to give you guys boos because remember, I asked for one sentence.
Oops.
And the only reason why this is going to be relevant is because I've gathered you here today because I'd like to do a three-word show. Okay? But that's going to mean for you guys that you have to confine your answers down to three words, okay? So, and this is honest to goodness truth. None of you know the subject, correct, at this point?
Right.
Not at all.
Not at all. I purposely kept you all in the dark. And what was my rationale? Give me someone tell me the rationale of that.
You are super mean. Awful answer.
You're mean.
I am a terrible person. All right. Here's the subject, okay? So I know that you guys all agreed, and even if you didn't agree, you can't back out now because you're recording right now. It is Disney Park specific characters.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So these are characters, at least from the research I've done, that are specific to the parks. They wouldn't have been originated in movies, though, of course, there probably is something in here that you say, oh, no, he appeared. He may have appeared, but I believe his original intent was to be at the park. But if there's an answer and there's a glaring oversight, I've tried to fix it. But if there's a minor oversight, I apologize. So I'm going to name a character. Let's just say I named Mickey Mouse, and obviously that wouldn't be one. You're going to have an opportunity to describe him the best in three words. I've got 11 characters. So we're going to get an answer. We're not going to split. We're not going to tie. I've got 11. So it's going to come out with an odd number. You guys ready for this?
Yep.
Ready.
Sure.
Rick?
I go for it.
All right. So here we go. The first character is going to be Orange Bird. Okay? So I'm going to give you a second. Think of Orange Bird. You got three words to describe him. It could be linear, could be in a row, could be individual words, but the Orange Bird. Rick, you're up.
Classic, fun, and cute.
Okay. Amy, you're up.
I was going to say unique, 80s, and classic.
Okay. Okay. So, Katie, you're up.
Yeah, that's special.
Orange.
Mona Nyman.
Orange.
I really don't know who that is. So, I believe he's orange and a bird.
There's a two. There's two.
Disney. There we go. Orange Bird Disney.
Orange Bird Disney. Okay. Jen, you're up.
So I'll go with Florida. Little and cute.
Okay. So we got, Rick had the 80s in there. Amy had the 80s. Yeah, I'm writing them down. Amy had the 80s. You had Florida. I'm going to have to go with Florida in here with Jen with you because that was part. So Katie, I'm going to have my history all screwed up, but the Orange Bird was a creation. It was something to tie in the citrus groves and the orange product of Florida into like a Disney character. And that was made back when the park, it wasn't necessarily original, but it was close to being original, and they actually gave him life. And it was part of like the Florida Orange Grocers, you know, that was part of their like their campaign. But he's so loved that he appears in Adventureland, and like he's around the Switzer Swirl area. They make little bow ties from him. You'd recognize his face if you saw him, though. So, but we're gonna go, Jen, for using the word Florida in there. We're gonna give you one.
Sure.
Woohoo!
All right, you guys ready to move on?
Yep.
All right, we're going to make it a little easier. We're going to go with Captain EO. So everyone think about Captain EO right now, okay?
Who's this easier?
And remember, your answers don't have to change the world. Oh, that was cheesy. Yeah. That was cheesy. All right, let's go with Jen. You're up first.
Oh, man. Okay. Thrilling. Bad and king.
Okay. Did you say bad as the second word?
Yeah, I tried to get as many Michael Jackson puns as I could in there.
I was going to say.
I ran out at two.
Okay. Okay. Let's go with Katie.
I'm going to go with retro.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of it. It's been so long since I've seen it. It was groundbreaking. Not really, though.
At the time it was, they spent a lot of money on that at the time.
And it was special.
Okay. Amy.
80s Scary Muppets.
Okay. Very good.
Solid answer.
Yeah. Rick.
She took 80s from me.
Well,
80s, 3D, and nostalgic.
Okay, nice. I'm going to go, though, with Amy at this point, because it does describe that. I was actually going to get myself in trouble. There's a character that he uses, that Captain uses, and the character's name is Hooter, correct? Is that right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'll go with that.
Rick, am I correct here?
Yeah, I'm looking at the information online.
Oh, he's cheating. But thank goodness I didn't use that, because all of a sudden that would go sideways on me. So I would go Captain EO instead. So we're good there. We're just going to ignore that. All right, you guys ready? How about this one? The alien from Excess Tech from Extraterrestrial Alien Encounter. The actual alien character.
Are we talking in the old movie ride or the one that's now Stitch?
No, the one that's Stitch. The one that Stitch morphs into.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so I was going to say better than Stitch.
Or not the one that Stitch morphs into. I apologize. The one that the cute alien morphs into.
Yeah, I knew what you meant. Yeah. Better than Stitch.
Better than Stitch. Very good and concise. I like that one. That's going to be hard to beat already because I think the fans are already agreeing with you. Katie.
All right. It's not going to make sense to anyone else, but Still Have Scar.
Ooh. Oh, I got to know. Tell me.
All right. So my friend, her sister worked at Disney for the college program. It was a little while ago. It was, oh my gosh, over 20 years ago. And so she gave us passes to go to the park, and we went there, and my friend wanted to go so badly and was running down the stairs. There's only like 3 or 4 stairs to get down to get to the first row, because he had to be in the first row and be the most special. She ran down the stairs was trying to drag me down. Well, I lost my footing and fell, and I took a gigantic chunk out of my leg, probably about a 1-inch scar I still have from
it. Oh my gosh. And here we're laughing at that. We had to know the story. Oh my gosh. So that alien actually permanently affected you, I guess you'd say.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
Rick.
A great story, though. I can say when people ask about it, I said, oh, it's an alien encounter scar. It just makes people laugh, though.
So true. Rick, come up with something strong here. We got some good ones.
Never saw it.
Okay. Those are 3 words. Very good. Dan, you're up. You're up.
I'm going to do with dark, intense sci-fi.
Okay. Well, I got to be honest. You know what? At first, I was leaning towards Amy, but Katie, for actually leaving part of your body on that attraction, I got to tell you, I got to give it to you just for having part of your body left there. Rick, I'll be honest. Have you ever YouTubed it or even like researched it at all?
That's one thing I've never researched.
Okay. Are you a scary like movie kind of guy, or are scary movies not something that appeals to you?
No.
Okay. This was intense compared to everything else in the park. So, you know, all those cute effects and like the Stitch sneezing and whatnot? They used to have the pipes where like the alien was dripping goo from his mouth. I mean, it was pretty intense considering what Disney was putting out. So, yeah, no, it was wild. If you weren't a horror movie fan, if you were just a casual fan, being caught in the chair, kind of being a little claustrophobic, yeah, that was like a 9 out of
terrifying.
10. Yeah, a 9 out of 10 in the terror scale, that's for sure. So, but for Katie, you got that one. So we got Rick 0, Amy, Katie, and Jen all have 1. Let's go to something a little more lovable, shall we? How about we go to Figment?
Yay!
Okay, and for that, let's go with Katie first.
All right, I've got Family Safe Word. I have a story for everything.
I want to hear the story. I need to hear the story now.
All right. back when I was growing up, there was this campaign on TV and stuff that there should always be a safe word. So if for some reason my mom wasn't able to pick me up from school or somewhere, that I could ask that person that was there to pick me up if I wasn't normally picked up by that person, our safe word. So she used to love Figment, and she told me that our safe word was Figment. So when someone came to pick me up, I would have to ask, what is the safe word? And if they didn't answer Figment, I'd have to go run back in the school or run back to wherever I was at, because they weren't supposed to be picking me up then.
Nice. Did anyone else have a safe word? Because I did. I had a safe word too. Jen, Amy, Rick, did you guys have a safe word?
I feel like maybe I did, but maybe that was just an after-school special on NBC I watched.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way.
That's like a big city kind of thing.
Okay. I had one as well. It wasn't as cute as Figment, though, but I had one as well. Jen, give me three words for Figment.
One little spark.
Oh, like it was custom made. Okay. Amy, you're up.
Adorable coffee smell.
Okay. Rickster.
Childhood, imagination, and missing.
Okay.
Wait. You know where the coffee smell comes from, right?
I was going to go back and ask you as I'm summarizing these up. Please explain yours.
Because when you come to the skunk part, it doesn't actually smell like a skunk. It smells like coffee.
Okay, I'm...
Not coffee.
Yeah, I'm not even drawing the connection right now. Can you still currently smell that? Because I don't remember that.
Even, yes.
Really? See, it's been... The last time I was on there was about 2 years ago with Michael Black and Cameron and my family. I don't remember that even. Maybe
what kind of coffee do you drink?
I don't drink coffee, but that's why I can smell it. Okay. So, but my husband agrees. Who is a coffee drinker?
I'm gonna go with Jen on this one, because I think one little spark, it was just too custom made for the three word show. So we're gonna go with that. All right. Here we go. We got a few more. How about the Country Bears? Okay. I'm not isolating Wendell or Big Al or Lips or Teddy Bera. We're going to go with the Country Bears as a unit. Okay? Now be careful, because they're one of my favorites. So anything negative here will cost you greatly. Okay? I'm just giving you a heads up. So let's go with Rick first.
Hilarious. Punny with a P. And classic.
Nice. Jen.
Best song, Blood.
Okay. Katie. You're, of course, referring to Big Al sitting in the corner. Okay.
All right. Everything's got to have a story for me. So, anyways, Terrified My Niece.
Okay. I'll ask you that in a second. Amy.
Loved Giant Moose.
Okay. It seems like everyone's got positive spin for this one. How did it terrify your niece, Katie?
Okay, so we used to do that, the boat around the little mini lake around the Swiss Family Robinson Island thing there. I don't know if they still have the boat around there or not. But the boat used to be a little boat, or it was like a... I can't remember what they're called.
You're talking about...
A boat used to go, like a steamboat that used to go around it. Paddle boat.
You're talking about Tom Sawyer Island. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So there used to be a boat that you could take a ride on it and go around it. And they'd have some of the characters from the Country Bear Jamboree on the boat. And so my niece was probably about 3 years old, and the characters in the plush characters, the giant ones, terrified her to no end. It came up to her and it would not leave her alone. She's screaming and crying. I was like, we're on a boat. She's going to jump off if you don't stop it.
Okay.
So
okay.
It just terrified her. She probably still has nightmares of a giant bear trying to kill her.
Well, for this case, what I'm going to do, and I'm going to go back to my story in a second, is I'm going to give this one to Rick, because I agree with Rick. But I will say this much. Our last visit, they had the bears on the path there, on the actual main drag there, and we were taking pictures. And I will post a picture of Wendell. They took a picture with us. and he is frightening as all get out. Wendell's got these sharp teeth sticking out of his mouth and whatnot. It is not a kid-friendly picture. Luckily, you know, my six-year-old, she was cool with it. But, yeah, they could be a little intimidating. You know, Big Al's just a handful. But, all right, so we got Rick 1, Amy 1, Katie 1, Jen got 2. Ready? Here we go. How about we go with something a little more mechanical, like a talking garbage can? How about we go with push? Okay, you guys remember what push is? Katie,
yep.
Jen, everyone's good with push? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with Rick first. No, you went first last time. Let's go with Amy first.
Only at Disney.
Okay. Katie, would you like to...
My kids wanted to meet.
Okay, we'll say my kids is one word.
Okay, my kids... Okay, here, I'll short it. Kids wanted meat.
Kids wanted meat. Jen.
Trashy canned responses.
Oh, that's a good one. Rick.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to go with never saw it.
Never saw it. Okay.
Again.
Well, I'm going to end up going here with Jen because I like the pun of trashy canned responses.
Mm-hmm. That was cute.
But I will say that I always found him to be super charming and the look on people's faces, and they never quite could tell. The guy's just controlling it not more than 10 feet away. But I always thought it was really endearing. And when they took Push out, yeah, I was one of those guys that was hashtag save Push. You know, I was one of those guys out there with that. I thought it was really cute and endearing. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority. But and it's such a simple thing to do. All right. Let's take you over to the studios. Now, you're going to have to go with me on this one. Because there used to be a character in Star Tours. And, in fact, before C-3PO, he was the pilot of the shuttle in Star Tours. Does anyone remember his name by any chance?
No.
Rex.
That a boy, Rick. Captain Rex, RX-24. He was replaced with C-3PO, but he was kind of the, I don't want to say the misfit, that's not right, maybe the slightly inaccurate pilot of the shuttle. RX-24, you're right. So, Rick, since you spoke up, give me 3 words to describe him.
New Cantina DJ.
Okay. Let's go with, Jen.
Unemployed by droid.
Very true. Katie.
Rick's little mine.
Amy.
Really bad driver.
Really bad driver is right. Rick, can I ask you, do you know, is he the new Cantina DJ?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, just announced it yesterday.
Okay, see, I didn't even know that. I did not know that, Rick, but I got to tell you what. I like it so much, I'm going to go with it. And it's hard to believe that a character like that wouldn't have made some kind of cameo at some point in a Star Wars movie from the point he originated in the attraction all the way up to now. Wouldn't you think that they would have somehow given him a cameo somewhere?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
You know? All right. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 left, okay? And these are all big hitters. You guys ready?
Ready.
Sure.
Duffy.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to go with Duffy. Let's go with Jen first. By the way, Jen's got 3, Katie's got 1, Amy's got 1, and Rick's got 2.
I'm going to go with Shelley May's boyfriend.
Okay. Katie?
Popular in Asia.
Oh, that's a good one. And it's so true. If you've Googled it, you'll see. There, mm-hmm. He's everywhere. He's king. He is the king over there. Amy.
My son's favorite.
Oh, that's a good one. Rick.
Not my jam.
My jam. Okay. Now, Amy, as much as my heart says I want to go with you, I got to go with popular in Asia. I mean, that is the truth. He is the man there. So, Katie, I'm going to give it to you. This is getting pretty tight here. We got 3-2-1-2 here. Ready? We got three more left. Let's go with Madame Leota. So everyone's conjuring spirits from the great beyond. Amy, you want to go first?
I'm coming before words, not three. See, I keep coming up with four words. Can you come back to me?
I will allow it. I will come back to you. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Rick, you're up. Ooh, this is a stumper for everybody. Rick, do you want to pass?
Pass, yeah.
Oh, Katie.
I can go.
Yeah. Okay, Jen, you're up.
I'm going to go with floating head ball.
Floating head ball. Just the straight descriptive. Katie, you're up.
All right. Terrified my kids.
Did anyone get hurt? Did anyone leave any body parts in that room? No? We're all good at that point?
No, not yet.
Okay. And of course, that's just because of the age, correct? Because my 6-year-old...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my 6-year-old was freaked out about the haunted man for a couple of trips until she just built up the courage right now. Amy, back all to right. you.
Caden figured out.
Okay. Rick.
Best character mansion.
Best character mansion. Okay. Floating head. Terrified. I'm going to have to go with Jen on this one because Jen spoke right up and just described it. That's a tough one, isn't it? It's hard to get Madame Leota down to three words, right? There are so many things you could say. It's tough. You think that one's tough? Let's go with the redhead. Okay, oh. or as she's now called, they dubbed her Red is the name now officially, but I prefer to think of her as the redhead. Okay, Amy.
Pink doesn't match.
Okay, okay, Katie. Hang on. First off, you have to explain.
Because she always wore a pink dress, and redheads shouldn't wear, not redheads like that. That should not wear ink. It clashes. Okay. It bugged me.
Okay. Let's go. Let's just take some liberal interpretation and said that might be all that she had in the closet at that day. So,
I mean, she's just trying to live her best life out there, being a pirate or being sold by pirates. Right. She is a pirate.
She all of a sudden did get quite the empowerment, didn't she? From being now she's in charge, but. Yeah. I guess I actually would like to explore that. So if I asked you guys thumbs up or thumbs down, without having to worry about any politics involved, what do you think? Give me thumbs up or thumbs down with the reinvention. And this, no judgment. I'm just curious. Jen, thumbs up or thumbs down with the new version of Red?
I'm going to do a thumb sideways, so I'm neutral. I get it, and it helps me have to explain less to my kids.
Okay.
But the 10 for a hen line could have been better.
Okay. Katie, what do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
I say thumbs down. I get into some deep conversations with the kids about some deep issues, so I have no problem trying to explain anything to my kids.
Okay. Amy, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs down. Okay. Kind of like her, I like being able to explain it to my kids, and frankly, I miss We Wants the Redheads.
Yeah.
So.
Rickster, yeah. Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Interesting viewpoints all around. You know, I guess it is a kind of a polarizing subject. I understand that as well, too. So who do we lead off with? I apologize. I lost my train of thought.
I went. That was it.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. Pink doesn't match. I gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Katie, you're up.
I'm going to go with I love red.
Okay. Jen?
We wants her.
We wants her and Rickster.
Darn it. She took my answer.
Well, you're on the spot now. You need to come up with something good here.
Strong female character.
Oh, that's a good one, Rick. In a pinch. She is a strong female character now. At least that's what she is. So much so, I like that one. I'm going to give it to you, Rick. Strong female character. So here is my only thought. So I know who Randy Jack Ogren is. Have you ever heard of him? Amy, you might have, because he's a Chicagoan But have you ever heard of Randy Jack Ogren, Katie,
no.
Jim, Rick?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I have.
Rick, of course you have. Because Rick and I have paintings in our house from Randy Jack Ogren. So he's a former Disney Imagineer, and he lives in Aurora, Illinois. He did a picture for me of this scene where he painted my family in. I don't know if you guys have seen it. And he
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he painted Rick's family in an awesome expedition.
Safari
picture. And he put Rick's family in the safari vehicle. So Randy Jack actually worked on this ride for many years, costumes and whatnot. And he actually supported the idea of just, you know, not necessarily the bride, you know, situation. But he supported the idea of how a ride's got to evolve and how it's got to change. So, you know, Randy Jack is a good guy, and that's a strong opinion. You know, in everything, there's got to be some kind of change. I did wonder if, in fact, it was too overreactive, though, to the public perception, you know, and it kind of lost its message. But there's nothing untouchable, because everything has to change, but it just has to have a good enough reason, and that's kind of where he left it. He didn't decide if it was a good reason or not, but it could change. So, anyways, that was at least his thought. All right,
fair
we got
enough.
Rick 3, Amy 1, Katie 2, Jen 4. All right, ooh. So right now we got one chance at Rick or Jen goes and wins twice. All right, you guys ready? I'm going to put you at a little disadvantage. I'm going to give Amy an advantage here because it's the Hatbox Ghost. Mm. And the only reason I give Amy the advantage is she might be the only one that could recall memories being the actual Hatbox Ghost if she was in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys are all aware of who old Hattie is?
No.
Okay.
No idea.
Okay, so Katie, yeah. He's a character. He's a fictional character that appears in the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland. And
well, that doesn't count. It's Disneyland. Nobody goes there.
Well, yes, they do.
What makes him particularly interesting, and my facts are probably off in timeline, is that he obviously doesn't appear in Walt Disney World, but he actually, for a while, he didn't even appear in Disneyland, and he was, like, invisible. Like, he just wasn't around, but yet he was so popular, he still became the unofficial, official, should I say, character or mascot of the attraction, and he appears on pieces for the Haunted Mansion all around the world, and for years, he didn't appear anywhere. He was invisible. So that's the strong attraction to this character. He stands with the hat box, and inside of it is, like, a head, you know? So he's an interesting, polarizing character, I guess you'd say. Okay.
Can I go first?
I will let you go first.
All right. This one's easy. Not my coast.
Not my coast. That's actually pretty strong. Jen, you want to go?
Sure. I will do iconic, Kane, creepy.
Okay. Amy.
First time ride.
Ooh.
The very first time I rode Haunted Mansion, that was what I saw, because I didn't ride it in Disney World first. I rode it in Disneyland.
Oh, that's a good one. Rick, come up with a home run here.
Need in Disney World.
Rick, I agree with you, but I'm also a softie at heart. So first time ride, it definitely gets my vote there.
Yay! At least I'm not down to one anymore.
Two now. And if you've not made it to Disneyland, I know you've probably heard me speak before, you've got to make it out there to go and see that park. There's something completely special and magical about Disneyland, and I love Walt Disney World, but there's just something a little different about Disneyland. You've got to make it. You've got to make it a point.
Agreed.
To go there. So, okay, so the end. Rick, 3. Amy, 2. Katie, 2. Jen, you're a 2-time winner.
What?
With 4. All right. I was hoping for a tie, but I had to give it to Amy at the very last one. All right, guys. So, I'll ask you guys one question, okay, before we leave. You guys ready for this?
Do we have to answer with 3 words?
Nope, you can answer fully.
Okay.
I want to know when your next trip is to Walt Disney World or Disneyland. Tell me when it is. You got to have something brewing. Let's go with Amy. I know when yours is, but let us know, Amy.
Yeah. In March of 2019, end of March.
Okay, so you've got, what, about 6 months, right? 7 months to go. Okay.
Seven, because I'm going the same time.
Right.
Okay, so you both are going at the same time. Jen, when's yours?
So as of today, Disneyland in 3 weeks.
Oh, man. I'm so jealous. Rick, when is yours?
November 30th.
You guys, I'm so jealous of all you. I have nothing planned. Do you know that? I'm completely empty right now. But then again, my trips pop up at the last moment. So,
I was going to say, you don't plan.
No. It could be next weekend. I might be down there next weekend. You never know. Okay. What is your to-do absolute I'm not going to miss when you're down there? Give me one thing you're absolutely not going to miss.
Well, now it's hoop-de-doo for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Jen, give me one thing you're absolutely not going to miss at Disneyland.
The Incredicoaster.
Nice. Katie, what are you not going to miss?
I'm also going to hoop-de-doo, but I think what I'm actually most looking forward to is the Pixar Play Place at the Contemporary, because my kids love those times without us, and we love to eat dinner without saying, just eat it, just eat it, just can we eat it and go home?
Yeah, exactly. I remember those days. I'm sure we all do. As clear as a bell. You know, you just spent $75 for this quick service meal, you know, and that's not even a sit down. Rick, what are you not going to miss? What is going to be an absolute, I'm going to hit it?
Well, I did book Hoop-de-doo based on the rumors, but we're doing the homecoming brunch, so we're real excited about that.
Ooh.
Nice. Nice.
Looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Both of my daughters' birthdays while we're there, and one of them requested to get a homecoming.
Okay. Before we go, guys, anything else you'd like to talk about? Is there anything I've missed on the day? Any special news anyone want to share?
I think Jen cheats. I'm just saying.
You know what?
I'm not a sore loser or anything, but I think she cheats.
Yeah, not at all.
All right. So let me let you have the opportunity here. Rick, give me your social media. How can people contact you?
They can find me in the Edcock group. I'm in there, and at Rick Forbes, R-I-C.
R-I-C is right now. R-I-C-K-R-I-C. Very good. And they are working on that Scentsy smell, Rick, just so you know. We talked about that earlier.
Yep.
They are working on that. I just want to let you know.
It's going to be a bestseller.
It's going to be a hot one, I know. Amy, how can people contact you?
Amy Manswell with Magical Journeys on Facebook.
Awesome. Katie?
I'm always visiting the Edcott page, so you can check me out there.
Okay. And Jen?
I am on the Edcott page as well.
Okay. Well, so if you want to contact any of us, go to Edcott. If you're wondering what that is, it's a closed Facebook group. And what we're just trying to do is we're just making a little community. And it's not over-the-top Disney, but it is Disney. It's not over-the-top Universal, but it is Universal. It is just fun. And all we try and do is just have fun. We poke fun at ourselves. Everything is good-spirited and supportive. So if you feel like being part of the community and you listen to the show, please consider joining us. And it's Edcott, E-D-C-O-T. So for downloading and listening, we appreciate it. If you could go to your podcast source of choice and leave us a review, we would also appreciate that. So, again, for listening today, I'd like to thank you and have a great day. You guys can all say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.